This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A leaked document from the U.S. Supreme Court obtained by Politico suggests a majority of justices could be prepared to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 case that legalized abortion nationwide. In a statement, Republican U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn said the leaked draft shows courage and integrity and said he hoped the court overturned the decision. In a joint statement, Democratic U.S. Representative Diana DeGette said overturning the case would deal a shattering blow to abortion care access in the U.S. CPR has more reactions to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision online, as well as a guide on what is likely to happen in Colorado if the case is overturned. Head over to CPR.org. The Manitou Springs Fire Department is offering free property assessments to residents as a way to reduce their risk of wildfire. A map of the city put together by the department shows most structures are at a high to extreme risk. Jeremy Vandermeerweed with the department says reducing that risk is easier than one may think.
I actually had an assessment done last week, and this individual's plan was to stucco their house and do some basic mitigation, and then just adding reflective and well-seen addressing. Doing the work that they did dropped their rating from very extreme to moderate to slightly high.
Vandermeerweed says it's not a question of if a wildfire will affect Manitou Springs, it's a matter of when. The Colorado Avalanche hockey team kicks off its highly anticipated playoff run tonight in Denver. During the regular season, the Avs won the most games ever in franchise history and are now heavily favored to beat the Nashville Predators in the first round. This is CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs is sunny and breezy today. Right now it's 63 degrees.